Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our K+S quarter two analyst conference. Together with me here are sitting Mr. Bettenhausen, Head of Finance, and Mr. Hermann, Head of our Investor Relations. I assume that you had already a little bit time and a chance to study our today's published interim report in detail. Now, I would only like to highlight some of the information of our quarter two results. As you know, price negotiations with China and also India, to a certain extent, put a certain strain on potash market so far. Then bad weather in Europe limited our sales volumes to a certain extent. Production cuts of some of our competitors obviously balanced lower overseas demand. Brazil, in special, saw lower volumes and also prices before settlement with China and now also with India. I come back to this later. Compo, all in all, was successful in quarter two. Especially higher exports helped to compensate lower volumes here in Europe. Fertiva had to cope with higher inventories at their customers, especially here in Europe. The European salt market was healthy, naturally after such a long winter, but saw also relatively stiff competition in the de-icing salt and specialty segments. High energy and also freight costs have substantially taken away parts of our margins, but remain within our planning so far. Ammonia price has dropped substantially at the end of quarter two, but the average price in this quarter was still relatively high. Now, the next chart shows you the revenues, and the revenues increased by 18 million euro or 2.6% year on year. As in the preceding quarters, price increases had the most important influence. They could more than offset some of the negative effects related to our product and regional structure on the sales side. Since SPL will be consolidated as of the third quarter only, the second quarter saw no consolidation-related revenue changes. With the US dollar exchange rate more or less the same as last year, the second quarter currency-related effects were also only marginal. Should only be understood as a rough guidance for you. Factors like freight costs, exchange rates, product mix distort the picture. But nevertheless, year on year, average prices indicate an increase by approximately 3%, while Europe even saw a 5% rise caused by the past price increases in all product segments. Overseas prices, on the other hand, dropped slightly due to a different sales and also country mix. European volumes compared to the record quarter two in 2005 were 12% lower because of the bad weather, mainly here. Compared to the first quarter 06 this year, average prices were 3% lower, with overseas prices down by even 6%. More tonnages being sold in Europe, excluding freight, and especially lower prices in Brazil so far, were responsible for these temporary declines. Now, some key figures of the quarter. We saw revenues slightly rising, 3%. Operating earnings, however, dropped 7%, mainly caused by higher energy and also, to a certain extent, freight costs year on year. Then adjusted group earnings after taxes fell by only 5%, which was a result of a slightly better financial result and a marginally lower tax rate. On an earnings per share basis, we almost matched last year's strong level, since the average number of shares was reduced by the latest share buyback carried out in quarter four 2005. Capital expenditure rose markedly by 24%, but this is not new for you. You know that we had some things to do in this year which we could not realize already in 2004. Then, excluding acquisitions, free cash flow reached 66 million euro in quarter two, being substantially lower than in quarter 2005. Besides on-off effects in the Fertiva business, largely leveling out in the first half, we saw an increased utilization of current provisions, mainly caused by higher earnings participation for the workforce and also the management. Now, the next slide shows you some criteria, some data of our financial results. Not only with regard to the acquisition of SPL, the financial result of quarter two contains some specific items which I would like to share with you. Since we took up the loan for SPL at the end of quarter two, the interest result is almost unchanged year-on-year. Now, although the other financial result appears to be rather stable, it contains 10.8 million euro extraordinary gains out of the sale of investment properties, some houses in Berlin, in reality. This gain was partially compensated by option premiums to secure an attractive US dollar exchange rate to pay for SPL and so-called stamp duties that are caused by long-term financial transactions in Chilean companies. Altogether, an on-off burden of 8.3 million euro. Now, the key figures of the first half of 2006. Revenues increased by 5% because of the strong first quarter. Also, operating earnings increased by nearly 6%. Adjusted group earnings after taxes rose by even 8%, which was, among others, a result also of a 2 percentage point lower tax rate. On an earnings per share basis, the increase grew over proportionally by 11% due to the reduced average number of shares. For the same reasons as discussed in quarter two, capital expenditure for the first half rose markedly by 22%. Excluding acquisitions, free cash flow reached 106 million euro in the first half and was thus 40% higher. Because of the SPL acquisition, our net indebtedness more than doubled to 740 million euro, inclusive interest-bearing pension and mining provisions. Now, putting the latest quarterly figures into a certain perspective, you can see on the next chart that it is quite obvious that our company is really on track. We are therefore still confident to top our 2005 and so far best earnings level, despite the temporary market hiccup caused by protracted Chinese and also Indian negotiations, and despite the significant higher energy and, to a certain extent, also freight costs. Although this year, the SPL acquisition will contribute only moderately to adjusted net income, it will significantly foster our earnings growth in 2007. Same comments apply for the adjusted earnings per share figures on the next slide. They are actually even more attractive due to our past share buyback programs. K+S policy to share profits with our shareholders via higher dividend payments or share buybacks is still valid, and we will look carefully to these options in the fourth quarter. What brings me now to our guidance for the full year, which we have, let me put it this way, substantiated. First, as you all know, the Gordian knot, I would call it, with regard to the Chinese negotiations has been successfully cut, and yesterday, also the Indian price issue was solved finally. This should reassure the global potash market, while deliveries at the farmers' level are desperately needed, especially in emerging countries and here, especially in India. The price in Brazil already quickly reversed from $175 to more than $190 after the Chinese settlement. And now we have a new benchmark of $215 per ton CIF Indian harbors for the rest of the year, and also now a good starting basis into 2007. Against the background, on the other hand, with the U.S. hedging favorably, securing a rate of 107 compared to 115 last year, we also see good chances to generate an additional 30 million euro compared to the year 2005. And against this background of tangible higher energy and freight costs, and including the SPL for just the second half of 2006, operating earnings for this year should range between 265 and 280 million euro compared to 251 million euro last year. Adjusted earnings per share should therefore improve to 390 to 4.10 euro per share. This brings me to the end of my short speech. We will now try to answer your questions. Thank you very much. Could you please now give guidance for the way how we should proceed with the questions and answer? Yeah, please.
Hello, operator. Could you please start?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. If you have any questions, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the star followed by the two. The questions will be answered in the order they are received. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment for the first question, please. The first question comes from Mr. Lutz Grüten. Please state your name, company name, followed by your question.
Grüten, Capital Equities. Good afternoon. Two questions, if I may. The first one is regarding potash development and volume development in Europe in the second half. Do you expect that you could pick up some of the volumes you have lost in the third quarter, so that here part of a recovery can be expected? This is the first question, and my second question is related to SPL and that acquisition. Could you give us some guidance regarding the depreciation per quarter, which is coming up from third quarter onwards? Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Grüten. First question, yes, I think we can, not all, but to a certain extent, pick up here in the third and in the fourth quarter when it comes to Europe. We have already reshuffled some of our quantities, which we wanted to sell on a spot basis to the overseas market, and we will sell them naturally also at a little bit better netbacks here in Europe. Concerning SPL, you know, we have the same discussion here as we have it in Europe with our winter-related business. But in general, you can assume that SPL, where we expect an EBIT of round about 50 million per year so far, dollar, is more balanced than here in Europe, because the country portfolio is much broader than ours here in Europe, and also the winter influence is less. Yeah, and the possibilities so far to deliver more than the 5 to 6 million tons which we can deliver from Chile, because we are more or less sold out. So the variation is relatively moderate. That means the fourth and the first quarter also there should be the bigger volume, but it will be more equalized over the year than perhaps our business here and our earnings position here in Europe.
I think, Mr. Grüten, your question was also with regard to
the depreciation. Yeah.
Yeah, to the depreciation, exactly. What we see, we have given guidance in the quarterly report that the total depreciation charge for this year for the company, including SPL for the second half, should be approximately 130 million euro. We expect that the SPL has depreciation charges for the whole year of roughly 6 to 7 million US dollar. And it will be equally dispersed, so in the second half, maybe 3 million US dollars. So you see the effect on the whole depreciation for the K plus S group is rather minimal.
That's right. Thank you.
The next question comes from Martin Rüdiger. Please state your name, company name, followed by your question.
Hello, Martin Rüdiger from Chevreux. I actually have three questions. First of all, a general question. In 2006, we had to wait for a very long time till China has finally signed a contract with the potash fertilizer suppliers. How can the potash fertilizer industry avoid to repeat the same situation in 2007 than in 2006? Second question concerning potash in overseas in general and in Brazil in particular. Why are your potash fertilizer volumes in overseas up so significantly by 30% in the second quarter? Did you gain any market share? And if so, how did you do that? And the third question is also regarding potash in Brazil and in overseas as well. What is the average of the maturity of contracts with clients in overseas and in Brazil in particular? Can we expect a rebound of pricing in Brazil in the next quarters to come, especially in Q3?
Okay, first question, if I got it right, how can we avoid such a confrontation as we had it with China? I think the only way is to place only those volumes a little bit more intelligent from a producer's standpoint than it was done here. But we are in a competitive environment here. Every producer does what he wants, and so we cannot avoid such a situation. The only way is to restrict oneself to a certain volume, and that's it. Yeah. But I cannot say more here. Yeah. We have we never delivered more to the market than we thought we should deliver. And this is also the case for Brazil. We might have delivered a little bit more than our competitors to the overseas markets, but we had contracts there. And we were asked to deliver and to deliver, and we found the prices which were interesting for us. And we had also some additional container business in overseas markets, not to Latin America, but to Asia. And so all this together gave this increase in overseas deliveries. But you should also not forget that last year we lost a little bit against 04, so we compensated to a certain extent only that we had lost in 04. And now, if I got it right, your third question was the time period. How long do the contracts range? We have so-called frame contracts with our, with many of our big customers, also in Brazil. And then, whether it is quarterly or half year, we negotiate prices. Does this answer your question, please?
Thank you very much.
Bye.
The next question comes from Mr. Andreas Heine. Please state your name, company name, followed by your question.
Good afternoon. It's Andreas Heine from HVB. I have four questions, if I may. At first, the competitors of you have reduced the production to have not a too high increase in the inventories. Have you done the same, or have you some movement in your inventories? Secondly, could you give a guidance what the financial result will be on a run rate, including SPL, and how SPL will impact your tax rate? And last but not least, I read that there might come a project for a new mine in Russia into the place, and that the decision might be done by year end. Would that be in any case interesting for you to to participate in a project like this?
Herr Heine, grüße Sie. First question, reduced production. Yes, to a certain extent we have also reduced our production because we did not materialize all of our possibilities, especially in connection with the Sylvanite project. So there we also reduced our offer. But to a certain extent, as I told you, we have a market share of 12% of the world potash market, and our home market is Europe mainly, with nearly 70 to 75%. And this conflict between the Russians and the Canadians perhaps and China is a region where we don't have a main interest. We have also some limited interest, and so we did not see any necessity to adopt heavily in that respect. And our markets in Latin America and here in Europe ran in the right direction, and so we saw no need to further reduce our production than to use the possibilities, the potentials of our Sylvanite possibilities. Guidance and tax. Then I make Russia first, perhaps, and then Mr. Herman will answer the second question. As you know, Mr. Heine, we are looking all over the world into the projects and also to Russia. But Russia, you know, is very specific. We had big problems with the Russians so far. The internal situation in Russia is also, I would say, complicated if you compare it with other regions, but naturally we also look to Russia, but we also look to Latin America, and we look also to Asia. So that's all what I can say here. Yeah.
Okay, then the question to the financial result for the year 2006. Yes, we can give you some guidance, including the one-off effects that we have seen in the second quarter. So one is the sale of the property, and the second are the burdens with regard to the acquisition of SBL. So including all this, we estimate roughly 20 million negative result for the year 2006. And if you like to certainly understand how to calculate the interest result for next year, then certainly you have to factor in the interest charges for the SBL acquisition. And we internally calculate here with roughly 10 to 11 million euro interest burden just out of the loan we had to take up for the SPL acquisition. With regard to tax rate, internally, as of today, we calculate with a tax rate, effective tax rate of 35%. This is slightly higher than last year. Last year we had 32.8. The SPL acquisition might have some benefits, but I think it is, as of today's perspective, too early to talk about that, and we hope to be more precise in the next November meeting. But as of today, you should be you should take into consideration just the 35% tax rate. So this is, I would call, the worst case. It shouldn't be worse. It can only be better.
Okay, thanks.
The next question comes from Mr. Richard Schramm. Please state your name, company name, followed by your question.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Just one question concerning the price development in potash. Could you elaborate why you are so confident that this obviously recovering level will be sustainable also for 2007? And second point concerning COMPO. Do you see a chance that volume growth will accelerate here, and especially with further price increases, or do you think that competitive environment will not allow further price increases above the level you have already obviously achieved? Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Schramm, thank you for your question. Price development and sustainability. Look, as far as I have seen production and consumer balances so far this year, We see that roundabout, and Mr. Doyle recently made a similar remark, roundabout 5 million tons of product were taken out of production until now. And I've just seen in a report that PCS has announced another production cut in his Allen mines. That means the maximum which was not taken so far is more or less in the neighborhood of that, and volume-wise. And we expect now a very, very big run, both from India and China, when it comes to quantities. And at the end of this year, in my opinion, we will have a similar situation as we had it already end of 2004, that we will have practically no reserves in the stocks of the producers. By the way, our company now goes practically with zero stock into our, not with zero, but just with those stocks which we need to deliver what is absolutely necessary when we close now our facilities here in Germany for a 3 weeks turnaround of our maintenance and other investment necessities and on our work. So in general, I think this is one of the prerequisites on which I base my assumption on my prognosis of sustainable prices and also further price increases in the next year. There will be no sufficient volume or more or less balanced volume to meet demand of next year. So this is one thing. And then Compo, you see already that we could increase a little bit our margin, and we foresee also for the second half that our concrete goal, which I have already published for this year, is 30 million euro plus on the EBIT level. And my last information which I got is that we will reach this level and also perhaps do it a little bit better. It will not come primarily from the volume side and also not so much from price increases in the nitrogen side, but we will increase our margins by further bringing down our fixed cost, by further increasing our productivity. And there's another factor, don't forget the ammonia price. 1 year ago we had an ammonia price around about 300 to 320 US dollar FOB USNI Black Sea. Now the price is $100 less. And this has a significant impact on our profit scenario when it comes to Fertiva's business, but especially also to the specialty fertilizers in Compo.
Just one clarification. So your assumption for potash pricing also includes that you don't see the idled capacities to come back on stream in foreseeable future, right?
Yeah, there is no idle capacity. I cannot see it because all capacity which was idle so far is now or will come after the summer shutdowns back into production. But I hope that the competitors have also learned, as I mentioned it when I was asked what could we do to not run once again into such a situation, that perhaps the different producers having business with China, and China will consume around about 8 million tons normally. Now this is our estimation for China. So by far the biggest consumer, that they will not deliver more than they think they should get, yeah? That's my assumption. But in general, I think the market is well balanced again, and therefore the basis for further price increases, which will for sure not be so big once more again as they have been in the last 2 years. But I think the Canadians especially and also the Russians have cost increases and also currency evaluations, which might initiate them to further increase prices from the 1st of January or in India, 1st of May or April next year.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Mrs. Annette Weber. Please state your name, followed by your company, followed by your question.
Good afternoon. This is Annette Weber from Commerzbank. I have just a very quick question on the salt division. You were mentioning in a stiffening competition in de-icing salt and also in the specialties. Can you explain what's actually happening there?
Yeah, Mrs. Weber, we have more competition coming from Eastern Europe, especially also from Poland, might be also a little bit more from Ukraine in the southern part of Germany especially, but there is also some salt coming from some overseas places to the Netherlands and in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
That's mainly what we mean with this, but also these producers are confronted with higher energy costs, higher transportation costs, and might be that independent from this volume competition, we will see also further price increases in that segment of our business, because there we are still lagging a little bit behind, and this is also the main explanation because of the 1.4 million minus or inferior drop. Result or drop in the salt result on the EBIT level, yeah, mm-hmm. for this year. But it's not dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Operator. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone at any time. As a reminder, if you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selections. Excuse me, Mr. Bethke, there are no further questions at this time. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
Well, I only wanted to thank our friends and partners from the capital market for their attention and for their interest, and I hope to see you all again in November, I think, in Frankfurt. Huh?
Yeah.
And perhaps the one or the other of you in the meantime at so-called one-on-one. Thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.